Hey, good people. It's your girl, Frederica McClary Easley, back with another episode of Bum 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 Bum. The people are blunt. Another special episode, y'all. Big things are happening, and we want to share in that journey with you. Before we get into it, let me take care of some housekeeping. So, y'all already know. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to always say it, but we are on all the platforms, Apple, YouTube, Spotify, Amazon. Please like, subscribe, do all of those good things to let us know you're out there. I actually respond to the comments. So if you have feelings, thoughts, suggestions, please make sure that you push all of that forward. And you already know that the people are blunt. We're on IG. You show love on IG. We appreciate it. We know that you love the reels. We love that you love the reels. And so, yeah, make sure you keep tapping in. All right. We want to get one of those like official blue checks. Like, I don't know. So many things are happening in Meta. But we want to make sure that we get one of those official blue checks. So please make sure that you like, subscribe, do all of those good things. And I'll have some other plugs in a little while. But let's get to the business because y'all see. Ladies are running this space today, okay? And I'm going to pass it over to Christine so that we can kick the special episode off.
Well, thank you so much, Frederica. I appreciate it. Hello out there. The people are blunt. So good to be with y'all again. I feel like this is like the second time in like those many weeks, which I'm excited about, which means we got a lot of great news happening here. If you haven't had a chance to go to our YouTube, look at the last YouTube we did where I was the guest moderator, guest host, and Frederica was the person that was on the main screen. And you would have heard that Frederica, although still the host of the People Are Blunt, has now moved over to Cannabis Impact Fund as their executive director. Can we do that? Woo! Yes, we're so excited. And I had wanted, you know, I have known Kelly and Courtney since 2018. We have worked together over and over. We were one of the very first groups that had their CDG, the Cannabis Doing Good sticker, on our products. And we've just been in community for a very long time. And now some of my closest friends in or out of the industry, to be honest with you, just love them. And I wanted to be able to talk to them about, you know, where they've been, where they're going, how Frederica's going to tap in, what's in the horizon for CIF and CDG, which is now companies doing good, not just cannabis, but companies doing good, which super excited about that. And I wanted to kick it off with Kelly, who is the current or was the current executive director of the Cannabis Impact Fund. Kelly, tell us what's going on over at CIF.
Our dreams have all come true. First of all, we're on the People Are Blunt. I'm like, oh my God, Courtney, we're on. And, you know, getting to work with such inspiring people. I don't even know how it happened. Prayer is a pretty big thing in my life. I knew I was, you know, Courtney and I have been working together forever, almost more than 9 years. And we were Kind Colorado, then Cannabis Doing Good, now Companies Doing Good. And Cannabis Impact Fund is our sister organization to create a problem solve, right, when Mr. Floyd was killed. And we knew the cannabis industry didn't have a vehicle of being part of the movement. We wanted to make that happen. And so it was basically a pass-through organization for some time, really supporting our friends out in the space that are doing racial equity work. And that was in the industry and outside of the industry. And now it's really time for the organization's next iteration. And in my wildest dreams, and Courtney, in my wildest dreams, we did not think Frederica, she's going to be wanting to do this. It just did not even occur to us because she's such a mover and a shaker. And this is our little baby that we're doing a thing, but it was kind of our side thing. And so it is a huge relief to me as I get to move on to some other things that I'm passionate about in the world to know that this is going to go forward in a way that I couldn't have imagined. We align in terms of like the social determinants of health and how cannabis is a vehicle for making those go well and has been a vehicle for them going very, very poorly. And so I have just all the faith in the world that wherever it goes, you know, Frederica is going to take it someplace amazing. So I hope that everyone will join us in watching that vision and making it come true. So, so grateful.
What a great vision it is too. I remember the very first time you called and you were like, we're thinking about doing this thing. And I was like, that's a great thing. Please do it. Because there was nobody else in the industry doing that still to this day, by the way, still to this day. Y'all are it. And I think it's so important, the work that y'all do, both in individually as the Cannabis Impact Fund, and now, and also in conjunction with formerly Cannabis Doing Good, now Companies Doing Good. Courtney, take it away. Tell us what's going on over at Companies Doing Good and what this new change means for Companies Doing Good.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I really share in Kelly's enthusiasm for bringing Rika on board. It was kind of a dream come true. And it's actually a really critical piece of this massive shift that we've been navigating between our two entities. And so at the same time that we were relaunching CDG as Companies Doing Good, we've been relaunching CIF. And what that looks like is that CDG, many people know CDG as sort of the social impact, CSR, racial equity consultant in cannabis. And when Kelly and I sat back and looked at our two entities and all of this content and all of this history and all of this relationships, we really started to identify that there were some gaps. One of the gaps on the CIF side is that you have a lot of organizations committed to expungement and to prisoner release and to policy and advocacy, but there's still a lot of other work to be done in ensuring racial equity is achieved and successful within the cannabis industry. And so really being able to position CIF as the entity that can fill the gaps for organizations that don't currently exist. And one of the ways that we did that was we went to CDG, who was previously housing all of our racial equity content, our racial equity training modules, our racial equity self-assessment, our anti-racism guide, and all of these things that had sort of been created in partnership with CDG. And we moved all of that racial equity content over to CIF, because what a gift for a nonprofit to immediately have a way to have earned income, right, through selling some of these goods and services. And so in that reimagining, we were moving all the racial equity content so that CIF could continue to fill this niche. It actually freed up some space for CDG to get a little bit more expansive. And in doing that, it became Companies Doing Good. And we similarly, when we were sitting back and looking at what's missing in the cannabis space, we kind of sat back and said, well, what's missing in the impact space? And the thing missing the most in the impact space is that there are a lot of people doing impact. Of course, I wish there were more. But there's very few people actually talking to their customer and to their audience about their impact. And so how do we engage the customer conversation in a really impactful way? How do we redistribute power back to shoppers to use their values? And so CDG relaunched and reimagined its former give back program. And now we have the CDG give back program, which allows shoppers to use their dollar to pick brands who manifest and demonstrate their values. And this is a really significant way for brands to leverage social impact without a huge, heavy financial cost, and also allows them to engage all of their stakeholders, their customers, their employees, their vendors, and their partners. And so that CDG now gets to be that social impact consultant, continue to be a lever of change, still using the health equity framework, by the way. We're still going to partner brands with nonprofits that are working on housing and hunger and education and health and wellness, et cetera. And we get to do it all through the customer experience, whereas CIF gets to sit in this really special spot of taking up a lot of space and thought leadership in the racial equity conversation in cannabis in places that it currently hasn't been stewarded. So it's been a lot of evolution, but it's
so much evolution since the very first time. I mean, it's been 6 years that we've been in community together, and I just love seeing the growth that you have. And I love seeing Frederica take on this new role that she was just born for. Like, I've been working with her since 2020. I mean, we had our first cannabis dinner in early 2020 before the shutdown, and we have just been working together ever since. And she's such a special person. Like, she's just a special person that when we were talking about her moving to CIF, I thought, what a great position for her, because she will be able, in my opinion, as somebody who's worked with her for a long time, steward it into the next generation of what it needs to be as we're growing. Because, you know, every company is pivoting. We all have to pivot because things are changing so fast. And so, Frederica, I wanted to talk to you, like, tell us, how are you feeling about this new role? I mean, it's so exciting, and I love seeing everything that you're doing. So tell us about it.
Yeah. I mean, short answer is I feel good.
Yes.
You know, we are in the midst of the onboarding process, and so it's given me an opportunity to make sure – that I am really aware of in an in-depth nature of what exists, right? Because Kelly and Courtney, like, this is their baby, you know, and they have spent time, even if as a kind of side project to a certain degree, but they've spent a lot of time working on this, developing this, birthing this, if you will. And so it was very important to me not to come in like, hey, I already know what's going on. I'm ready to shake shit up. Let's do everything differently. It's like, look, there's a foundation here, right? There's a great foundation here because as they said, you know, there is product. There's already this existence of a one revenue stream, which is important in a nonprofit space because, you know, you are in the position of, and I'm just going to say it how it is because that's how we talk and people are blunt. But you're in this space where nonprofits are always begging. You know what I mean? You are at the, you know, at the whim, if you will, of the empathy, sympathy, you know, the goodwill of companies and businesses and foundations and ultimately people who you're hoping that they see value in what you're bringing forward, right? And enough value to actually like help support that and to allow you to scale and to take it to additional levels that you have in your mind, right? So, you know, these first, you know, couple of weeks, if you will, I'm really spending the time making sure that I understand what is there. And I love the fact that we're having conversations and half the time Kelly and Courtney forget that they've even done things, you know, and it's in me asking, you're like, oh yeah, we have that or we have something like that. So that is, you know, that has been the entry, right? It's just making sure that I understand what's there so that I'm actually able to identify with the thoughts and the energy that I want to bring forward, but where we can actually go, right? And then next is kind of carving out these phases, you know? So you made mention of the last episode we did when we just kind of like announced that I would be making this transition, which I call it a transition and not a move or not a switch because it actually makes sense, right? It is, you know, with the People's Ecosystem, we did a ton of lobbying, if you will, advocacy work in terms of the regulatory process, so at state level, local level, but also at the federal level. And there was always this thing of, oh, well, you're doing this under the umbrella of a plant touching business, right? And so this transition allows for that work to continue, but in a more non-biased kind of spacing, if you will, right? Which I'm really excited about, And it also allows, because through that advocacy work, I've been able to meet so many people in the industry who don't have machines behind them, right? But they are doing the work. These are people who are spending time, you know, because, you know, whether it's because of their business or whether it's because they have seen what happens in their community, whether it was from the war on drugs or whether it's through this new regulatory, this regulated kind of space. And so they are actively fighting to make sure that harm is repaired. And so I've had an opportunity to meet these individuals who, like I said, don't have a machine behind them. And anytime they're advocating or doing the work, it is literally taking them away from the job that pays them, right? It's taking them away from what is putting food on their table. And so one of the things that, you know, Kelly and Courtney and I have discussed and me coming in is wanting to reimagine how funding actually kind of works, you know, how support actually works in terms of CIF and how it's engaging in the broader community and engaging with stakeholders. The second thing is definitely really addressing impact, right? And so we've all had these conversations in terms of like level setting. Everyone knows that I believe that like words and language and terms really matter. And what I've found, I think what we all can speak to be true, is oftentimes you're having conversations with people and where you're coming from or what you mean and what you're referring to is not the same. And so it's always been clear to me, well, how are we moving forward if we're not even starting at the same point? And that's one of the things that I love about the products, I love about the resources that CIF has that were transferred over from CDG, is that it allows, right? It allows for there to be this safe space where we can call in as opposed to calling out, right? I'm not above calling people out. I just want to be clear. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I want to try and call you in first, you know? And so it allows for companies, it allows for organizations, it allows for entities to be called in first to make sure that we're all starting at the same page, on the same page, that we all understand how we even got here. Like, why are we even regulating this plant? You know, whose backs are we regulating this plant on? You know what I mean? That's important. And it's important because as the ultimate goal of fighting to make sure that we have an equitable space here, as we're on that journey, we have to make sure that equity is looked at as something that is due, that is just, that is right, and that's not a handout, right? And if you don't understand how we even got here, then it's more difficult for you to see it in that fashion and for us to not repeat those ills and, you know, repurpose the harm. So I know that was a long answer from the question.
Okay. I mean, that's a good answer for the long question. I love it. And I agree with you. I think that when we first started talking about this in February, we really understood what was coming, right? Federal regulation is coming. It is a train on a track. And I don't care how much you're on LinkedIn, there's somebody going, it needs to be descheduled. We all agree with that. Nobody disagrees with that, except that's not what's happening. And so if we just stick in a place where we're like, deschedule or bust, it's bust for us. It's bust for communities of color. It's bust for women. It's bust for formerly incarcerated. I mean, we just can't do that. And so knowing that federal regulation is around the corner and that we're all making our comments and doing all that stuff, I think it was incredibly important to have thought leaders like Kelly and Courtney in the conversation. I also think it's super important to have you, Frederica, as a thought leader in the conversation. And you're correct. As long as you were part of an operational organization, you don't get that seat at the table because they are always going to assume that you're trying to do what's best for your company, right? Mm-hmm. Not for the community. And so I think it was such an important moment. And I say this to everybody out there, to allow people to grow into the places where they're going to be really successful. Frederica is always really successful in our company, but now she's going to impact not just our company, but your company and your company and that company and this company. And we have to build those leaders inside of our organizations and then set them free. It sounds like a weird thing to say, but you know, I didn't want to lose you. I mean, I didn't want to be like, yeah, go and work for CIF. I wanted to be like, stay with me. If you are a good leader, you know that you've got to let people grow and do the thing that they were made to do. And for me, you were made to do this work. And not only are you going to help our company, but every company out there run by women, by people of color, you know, it's going to be amazing. And I'm super excited to support you in that transition, as you said. I have just a couple more questions for each of the people on the call before we hop off. But Kelly, you've been so instrumental to my life and to my company. Hmm. And I don't want to cry, so I'm not going to do it. I'm going to make it look good. but I just wanted to say, like, if you had some final words for people, not final, but like some last words for folks who are listening to this podcast, what would you tell them you want the outcome for CIF to be? What would you want them to know that they need to start thinking about doing in order to have and create this kind of impact?
Mm-hmm. It sounds crass, but money.
Yeah,
no, it's not bad. Because this organization actually represents the community. We actually consider the community to be the people, the planet, all of it. And so there's not a lot of folks that have a stakeholder group that broad in cannabis. And we have a vision and we know our individual cannabis stories. I didn't even know I had one when I got into this space. The cannabis has been so instrumental for my brain injury recovery. And I just cannot even believe the doors opening, the heart opening experience of getting to fight for what you care for with the people that you care about most, for the people on the planet. Like, that's the real deal. Everybody wants to be a part of something bigger. So support CIF and be open to learning what racial equity is and why it matters and how it's good for business. And it's good for everybody. Like, we don't have to do it the way that it's always been done. And I'm just going to stick to that. And all of us on this call, we've not ever done it the way it's always been done. And so have our space and have our opportunity to lead with sisters, you know, with people in solidarity it's a really big deal. And so I'm just so grateful to have been able to be a part of any of it. And I can't wait to see how it manifests. And I get to look back and see, look at that. I had a piece. I got to contribute to that. It's my favorite thing. Right. Is building people.
You heard that, audience. Money. Okay.
Support CIF.
You know, Courtney, what are some of your thoughts?
Yeah, I think just more on that really briefly is that so many nonprofits are in the business of fundraising. And often what they're fundraising for is in service of others, which is certainly a necessary way to contribute to community and to social change. I think the nuance here is that when you resource CIF, you're actually resourcing yourself and your business, because CIF has the tools to teach you how to be a racially equitable, diverse, inclusive, and radically anti-racist company. And when we do that, we start changing economic systems, social systems, political systems. We have real influence here. So consider the support of CIF to be less about fundraising for others. Again, should always do that, but more about how to resource a tool, a guide, a support system for yourself and your company to become radically anti-racist and to do racial equity work in an actually intentional way.
Thank you so much. All right, Frederick, I'm gonna let you have the last word because you're so awesome. I want you to have the last word. But tell us, like, in your parting words with the people that are gonna listen to this and the people we're gonna send it to everybody that we know, tell us, you know, as the new executive director of the Cannabis Impact Fund, what is your vision?
Yeah. Change. I'll give you one word. I'll give you change. And I am a firm believer that if you don't know how you got someplace, then you are set to either be stagnant or to keep going back, to keep getting there. You know, keep going back to that place. And so I really want to make sure that we change not only the cannabis space, but all spaces, because they need it, because we are in this capitalist society that is built on systems and institutions that don't have people who are our gender and some of our ethnicities in mind, right? And so it's an opportunity. Specifically here with cannabis, cannabis is still in infancy, right? And so we missed out with alcohol and tobacco and oil. And when I say missed out, we know the history. Some of us do, some of us may not, but we understand that, you know, some of those things were taken from us, right? In terms of our IP. But here we are with this industry that is still new, even though it feels like we're aging in dog years, and every day that you're in the space, it's like, oh my God, like it's so much that goes on, but it's still in infancy. And so we have an opportunity to do shit right. You know, we have an opportunity to make change. We have an opportunity to set a new norm, right? And so that's what I want to bring in. I want to be a part of is setting that new norm. And one of the things I just kind of want to throw out there is, as we're talking about level setting, you know, I put the charge out there to all of these offices of cannabis management. You know, it should be a prerequisite for businesses that are going to operate in this space for them to have or to go through this anti-racist training. That should be a prerequisite. If you're gonna operate in this space, you damn sure need to understand how we got here, the history, whose backs we're here on. The fact that we are regulating this plant is because the legacy industry, I'm gonna say industry, right? Because these are just CEOs without titles, but legacy showed you just how profitable it could be. And we need to understand, we need to understand that the war on drugs was actually successful. It actually did what it set out to do. We need to understand the impact and the harms of that. And that has to be the base so that we can move forward. And so I'm excited about the work. I'm excited about it. And also, yes, I need your money, okay? so that we can do this good work and we can actually expand. Exactly. You got five on it. Make it rain. Make it rain over here, okay? But so that we can expand the program and we can expand the tools that are in the toolkit, right? And make those things available. So, yes, you can go to givebutter.com, CEVNUE, to give to CIF today. Offices, I will be hollering at you and hitting you up. All of these colleges and universities who have, you know, who have cannabis programs, I will be hollering and hitting you up because all of this is necessary. And not just for those who are in the positions of power, right? Like not just for those who are in the C-suite, in the owners, but also for those who are looking to come into this space, right? It's important that you have the tools that are necessary because anytime you're interviewing for a job, right? You are also, anytime they're interviewing you, excuse me, you're also interviewing them. And so you want to make sure that as you're looking, if you're looking to come into this space or any company for that matter, you want to make sure that company is doing good, right? You want to make sure that values are aligned. You want to make sure that you are not the lone ranger and that there are systems in place for your wellness, for your health, for your mental being, and for your success. And that's the change. That's the change that is necessary.
Thank you so much, Frederica. I will just say, I'll add one little thing at the end. If you have an Office of Cannabis Management in your state, y'all provide a lot of services to social equity folks. You're helping train them. You're doing accelerator classes. And let me just tell you, it should be in partnership with CIF. Every person that sits on an OCM board or works for an OCM, wherever it is, whatever it's called in your particular state, should have this racial equity training. Every person that you hire as a vendor to work with people in the cannabis space should have to go through this training because we have seen so much harm repurposed, right? We talk about that often because y'all just put programs together and didn't think about the foundation. And here are companies doing good, Cannabis Impact Fund, that have spent a decade making sure there's a foundation. And that it's well thought out and it's been, you know, utilized before. So I will also tell you, if you're watching this and you are part of any cannabis government entity, call them now. Because without this, everything else that you do will not be as successful. I'm not saying it will fail. I'm just saying it will not be as successful. And this is such an amazing program that they have put together that you should just, it should be a budget line item for you so that you make sure that everybody working with you understands where you're starting from and that everybody has, as Frederica said, the same language to start. Anybody else have anything to say before I sign off? We all good?
Love y'all.
Love you too. So good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me a guest host again, Frederica. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Stay blessed, stay blunt, y'all. We out.